Daniel Wilkin is here from Visit Findlay. Downtown Findlay's Fall Art Walk is coming up this week. And Danielle, thanks very much for dropping by. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So coming off the first summer art walk, which was held, seems like not all that long ago. Kind of recap that. How did that go? It was first time for a summer art walk.
Yeah, it was our first time. We had wonderful weather. We had great participants. It honestly probably couldn't have gone any better. Yeah. So it's kind of hard to come off of that high of the August art walk to now November. But we're confident we're going to have a good one.
And this, again, traditionally, it's been a spring and fall thing. So this is one of the traditional times that we do the art walk, first Friday in November. So it is coming up this Friday. And once again, a lot of downtown businesses are participating with a whole host of artists.
Yeah, we have over 35 locations participating, and I think we have the most artists and makers and creators participating this time around than we ever have before, which is always really good to see.
Yeah, and I thought it was really interesting. There are so much, and this is always the case, but it really stood out to me. I don't know, maybe there are more variety of forms of art.
Yeah, there absolutely is. I was kind of surprised this time around. There are several fiber and textile artists, which is a little bit different than we've ever had before. Mm-hmm. False Core Brewing is going to have someone. Golden Reserve right on Main Street is going to have a wool dyeing demonstration. And then Marathon Center for the Performing Arts has somebody in their gallery this time around that it does all textiles as well. So it's kind of a little bit different.
A little different. And some crafters and things like that.
We're going to be joined this time with an extra special farmer's market. So the last farmer's market was last week. It continues through October. But the farmer's market creators and vendors are going to do a special farmer's market after dark in Dorney Plaza. So this is the first time we've ever had them participate.
That's going to be an awful lot of fun because that's an art unto itself.
Yeah, absolutely. So. Yeah, and it's not just the food. You know, we've hit peak food season, produce season, but we're going to have soap makers, textiles, flowers, anything that they can get, they're going to have there. It's going to be really fun.
Boy, I tell you, that is definitely an art.
It absolutely
is. If you've
ever
tried it, you know that there's definitely an art to all of that. And as we were mentioning a little bit earlier, this is a celebration. We talk about a celebration of the creative community. It's also a terrific celebration for local business.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's probably my favorite thing about Art Walk is it really does meld two different entities together. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to offend any artists when I say that they are maybe not the most business-minded individuals.
Sure.
You know, planning is not necessarily their forethought, but
they'll be the first to admit
they will be. Yes.
Yeah.
But for a business owner, they're not just thinking about this weekend. They're thinking about next quarter. And, and sometimes in July, they're already thinking about ordering for Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's really fun to see these two types of people kind of come together and work together for a special event.
Because we need both. I mean, it's, you know, it's what makes ours a well-rounded community is, you know, all of that. And this is really a celebration.
And Findlay really embraces the arts, whether it's performing arts or visual arts or vocals. No matter what it is, that's something that I really love about this community.
So give us all of the details on the Fall Art Walk. As we mentioned, it is coming up on Friday.
Yes, it's this Friday from 5 to 9 p.m., rain or shine. But it looks, I'm going to knock on wood, that the weather is going to hold off and cooperate.
Probably will need a jacket, but, you know, it is November.
Exactly. So. Hey, if it doesn't snow, we're calling it a win.
There you go.
But it's going to have over 35 locations this time around. Like I said, we have Dorney Plaza participating with the Farmers Market vendors. Mm-hmm. Findlay Art League is having their fall juried show, which is just fantastic to see the local talent.
Yeah.
Marathon Center has live music. They have their gallery open. University of Findlay is incredibly involved this year. We have UF Orchestra at the Jones Mansion. We have the Slippery Rock publication is going to be doing their launch party at Marathon Center. The Jones Building Studios are going to be open. It's going to be a really fun night.
We mentioned, I think last week, we were talking with folks at the library. They're going to have their Author Fest on Friday as well.
That's going to be great. The Author Fest, if you've never gone, it's definitely worth going. It's just kind of amazing to see the local talent that's here. You know, the hidden gems here.
Yeah, you talk about various forms of art.
Yeah.
The art of telling stories of all kinds. Yes. Celebrated with these local authors.
Absolutely. And they're also going to be having Van Buren's a cappella group performing mm-hmm. there. And that's not the only young talent happening on Friday. Findlay City Schools has going to have Jefferson students are going to be displaying their art at Rise. Which is, they're also going to be having their temperance bar open, which I think is going to be really cool.
I guess that is one of the other things that we should mention when we talk about the creative community. I mean, there are those who do this professionally, and then there are those who do it just for the love of it, including many young people getting involved in the arts and that kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's amateurs, professionals, and everything in between. It's great.
Yeah. And on your website, you have a list of all of the businesses that are participating, what they're doing at there, because, they'll be open restaurants for dinner or, downtown merchants will be open for shopping, getting some early Christmas shopping done, but hosting the artists as well. All of that is on the website.
Yes, everything's at visitfindlay.com/artwalk.
Okay. Again, Fall Art Walk is coming up on Friday, and it all starts at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, that's right.
Very good. We'll circle it on the calendar. Danielle Wilken from Visit Findlay is with us once again this morning. Danielle, thanks very much for dropping by.
Thank you.